This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For the Built for Tough Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Gio on the Fans, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are on the Odyssey app, good, what is it, Wednesday morning. And boy, do we have a big night in sports tonight, where you're going to see Max Scherzer, Gerrit Cole in Game 1 of the Rangers and Hurricanes in their second round series. Last night, yet another Yankee win over the Orioles as Aaron Judge goes nuts. You get the Mets taking the first game of the doubleheader, coming back but losing the second game. And guess who is back in the crosshairs? Francisco Lindor. One guy making $340 million who doesn't deserve it, and another guy who wants $340 million that's lighting the league on fire on the other team with the Yankees and Aaron Judge, who are close to being, I mean, they're 18 games over 500 in mid to late May, which is insanity. He is back, thank goodness, because every time that we do those Zoom shows, I get flashbacks to the beginning of the pandemic, and it doesn't make me feel good. So you in the flesh this morning, when I saw you back there, put me in a great mood. I started playing music and dancing in my office, and here we go. 4 hours with Boomer back in the studio. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning there, G. I'm happy to be back, and, man, I'm nervous, man. I'm all excited. It's the second round of the NHL playoffs, and man, the Rangers are going to have the work cut out for him, man. And I'm telling you that Igor can win any game. Igor is a special player. He is the most special, although I will say that Andrei Vasilevskiy last night was unbelievable for the unrelenting Tampa Bay Lightning. So yeah. Here I am as a hockey fan, and I'm watching these games, and I don't know how many other people are watching them along with me, but I'm watching Tampa, and I'm saying, I don't know if they'll win that series. I think it's going to go 7, but you never know. I just sit there and I go, that's how I want my team to play hockey. I want my team, and even they, look, Hedman made mistakes, McDonough made mistakes last night. I'm not going to get into it all that much. But the thing about it is, I'm watching it, and I'm gaining more excitement and just thinking about tonight and thinking about the second round of the playoffs. I know how the Islander fans have felt over the last 2 years. Now, that's how I'm feeling. You know, you have that little bit of butterfly in your stomach when you wake up on game day, yeah. You know, I'm not playing, but I feel like I am because you're so invested in your team. And that's the great thing that's going on right now. Even though, you know, they split the doubleheader yesterday, Aaron Judge is on fire. I mean, we have literally three teams that are in the mix, as they say.
Yes.
And it's so exciting to watch. So I can think like Yankee fans are so excited to wake up this morning to be able to watch the Yankees on one screen and the Rangers on the other screen, or flip back and forth. You got Gerrit Cole going. Mm-hmm. You got Aaron Judge is just absolutely right there at the top of the MVP voting right now. And then on the other side for the Mets, you got Scherzer on the mound, as you said. And then we have the Rangers, you know, playing in a playoff game. I mean, this is what we as New York sports fans have been waiting for a long time for.
Yeah, it feels like forever. There's been a long stretch where nobody has been good, or there's been disappointing finishes. And right now in this spring heading into the summer, we got a lot of things to be excited about. It's funny that you say that, you know, you're not playing, but you feel like you are playing. There's been a couple of times in my past with like a Viking playoff game where I felt like if you put me on the field on a third down for one,
Pass rush.
Stop.
You put me in that 3-point stance
you
off the edge.
Steamrolled.
I could get to the quarterback. Oh, no, man. Obviously I know I couldn't. But I mean, you get the point is you get so fired up that you're like, put me in the pants for one play, and I'm telling you, I'll get it done because you're so fired up as a fan for the team.
I have to say, coming to work this morning, man.
Look at this. Yes. Look at me right here. See, I was thinking that was me like.
That was Marash. You couldn't wait to kill him.
Fourth and goal. This is like me, fourth and goal Super Bowl Vikings championship as I'm pancaking a guy who's 40 pounds heavier than me with my ass cracked out. It was all right there.
Yeah, but I have to say, like, that's how I woke up this morning. And being, you know, via Zoom the last couple of days, you kind of lose a little of the fire. You lose a little bit of the...
Yeah, the juice.
The juice, yes. So I woke up this morning early because I just couldn't wait to get the day going.
Yeah, yeah.
I could not wait to get the day going. And not only that, we have our CBS up front today.
Oh.
So that's a big deal for our company, a TV side of the company. And I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing all the boys and hanging out with those guys a little bit later on this afternoon. But, man, I'm telling you, I will be in front of that TV. I'll be ready to rock and roll. And I cannot wait to see what this thing unfolds into. And like I was saying to you yesterday, we have a ton of young guys, experiencing all of this for the first time. And for the most part, they handle themselves reasonably well for a 7-game excruciating series. And Igor came back and found his game. But it's, you know, like the unexpected is what just drives us as fans. You know, and I remember this as a player, too. I would wake up on a Sunday morning going, wow, I have that kind of feeling again.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's great just to have that feeling. It's great to be, like, just have the energy back and just ready to rock and roll and feel good about it. And, I cannot wait.
Well, speaking of feelings, what are your feelings about Francisco Lindor right now? He was hitting 150 in May. His power numbers are terrible. He obviously strikes out with a runner in scoring position, the tying run on second base last night. It's just been ugly for him. And I know that the Mets, you're being 10 games up, 6 games up in the division, 10 games over 500. You feel very good about their start. So that sort of sprayed some fragrance on the Francisco Lindor month. But, I mean, it's too much to ignore now. It's too much to ignore.
I mean, you saw the lineups last night, right?
Yeah, no, I know.
I mean, the first game lineup, you're like, oh, how are they going to manufacture runs? And they win a game that I don't know. Well, they play to win. That's, mm-hmm. We all know that story. They play to win the game. And you have to play it in order to win it. And when you looked at what the Mets were trying to do yesterday with their pitching staff in game one, and then you look at their lineup, you're like, ugh. Now, you contrast that to the Yankee lineup.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, there's no comparison. There is absolutely no comparison. So, I was looking around, and I guess I'm a loser in certain ways, but I was looking around. I'm like, man, the Red Sox have 3 of the best hitters in the American League, and they suck.
And they're terrible right now. I know.
Can you get one of those guys? But
J.D. Martinez.
Or J.D. Martinez, I guess you could get, right?
Well, yeah, J.D. Martinez is going to be the guy. The Red Sox continue on this trajectory. J.D. Martinez will be the most coveted bat at the trade deadline.
I think 3 of the top 5 hitters in the American League, I think.
Yeah,
or 3 top 7, something like that. It's ridiculous.
They gotta continue to be really bad.
But I'm like, every night with the Mets, it's like scoring position, strikeout. Scoring position, strikeout. You know, it was the other night. Was it last night or the night before? I get confused. You know, Joey Gallo in the first inning, he's got a 3-2 count. He's got the bases loaded, and he looks at the ball right down the middle. Like, what the F? What are you doing?
Hey,
I mean, so. But the Yankees have so many like home run hitters, and they've been very, very fortunate in terms of the injury bug right now.
Yeah, they've been healthy. I mean, that's one thing about this Aaron Judge season. I mean, the last time that he played like 150 games plus, he was second in the MVP voting to Altuve. He hit 50 home runs, and he was the man. So, I mean, if he can stay healthy, I mean, he's on that type of pace right now. He leads the league in home runs. He's on pace for over 60 home runs. And he's going to get that money. I mean, and this is, we talked about the Yankees making a fair offer because of his injury history. There's no doubt about it. And if he ends up straining an oblique or there's a hamstring or there's something that happens, everybody's going to say, oh, see, this is why. as opposed to what they're saying now, which is, man, the Yankees screwed up.
Right.
But, you know, that there was a fair offer at the time. But right now, I mean, if he finishes off this season, he is going to win in a big way.
But again, you're not changing your mind. I mean, like, it's because of his age. And it's because of the analytics. And it's because of past players going through what he's going through. I think they made a very fair offer. Now, his arbitration for last year coming into this year is not until like June 22nd, I think I read.
Yeah, it's later in June.
Which is amazing when you think about it, that he still has not figured out whether he's making $17 million or $21 million this year. I don't know if that moment or leading up to that arbitration is going to change anything from the Yankee perspective. But I think you have, again, I thought it was a fair offer. And I'm a player guy. I'm always for the players to make as much money as they want. And whatever they can get, it's up to them to get it. I have no axe to grind in any regards. But then again, when I look at the ownership side and I look at what they offered, given his age and given all the different variables that go into this, I thought it was a fair offer by the Yankees. Now, he's betting on himself.
And now it's working out in a big way.
But let's just say it's our guy, Steve Cohen. I don't care. It's his money. Spend it. You know, I'd love to have Aaron Judge in right field in a Met uniform.
I mean, he is what the Mets are lacking right now, power bat.
But
right?
Again, you know, so he's already committed $340 million to Francisco Lindor.
Yeah.
And that for the last 2 years has been nothing. This is BUST written all over.
I mean, it's amazing to me how this always happens to them, man. It always happens.
Now, there's a lot of baseball left to be played.
It's like
the warmer weather is coming.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he'll play better under those circumstances. Maybe he'll have a June or July to remember. So, you know,
it got off to a good start. Just May has been awful for him.
So he's having an off month and the team is still winning. But I don't know. I look at this lineup and I'm like, man. And you compare it to the Yankee lineup, it's not even close.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, it's a problem. They're going to have to beef up the bullpen and find a bat at the trade deadline or before if they're going to be really serious about competing in the National League. But still, I mean, in a great spot. They really are in a great spot. But just right now, you just don't feel as confident in them, especially when the other team in town is just bludgeoning people.
Right.
I mean, you know, if the Yankees were scuffling and were around 500 and the Mets were doing what they were doing, you'd be like, oh, man, this is great.
You know, I don't want to hear about this being a Met town. I don't want to hear any of that nonsense from anybody. I mean, it's both baseball teams are playing good baseball for the most part. Mm-hmm. Yankees are playing extraordinary baseball.
Yeah.
And they're playing crappy teams, and they're beating the crappy teams. Crappy teams have crappy pitchers.
Yeah.
Crappy pitchers give up a lot of hits. By the way, you. I got a little gift for you a little bit later.
Oh, nice.
Okay, Al Dukes. I brought something in. I found something. I could see you walking around Bradley Beach wearing it. Do you want it now?
It's definitely a Ranger-related thing.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's not a Ranger-related thing.
You know, I thought about it. I got it a month ago, and I forgot about it. And then I came upon it yesterday.
Yeah, okay. I'd love it.
You would?
Yeah, I'll give it to him now. Why not?
All right, now, I could see you wearing this, you know, maybe walking Whimsy around. You want to come over here?
It's going to be a Speedo or something.
No, it's not going to be a Speedo.
What? What the hell is this? A robe. Oh, and a Esiason robe.
Look at the front right here. Look at that.
Oh, that is nice.
All right, wait a second. It's a Boomer 7 on it. It's got a Esiason on the back.
Yes.
It's got 7 Jets on the sleeve and then 7 Cardinals on the sleeve.
Yeah, look at that.
So all the teams that you played for.
So I think you walk around Bradley Beach. I think you walk around Bradley Beach with that. Now you got some.
What? Who made this thing? Honestly, who made this?
I have no idea. I remember. I think I sent a thank you note to whoever sent that.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's been sitting in my office probably for about 2 or 3 years. Maybe?
Now Al does like a robe
in a
hotel when it's time for sexy time. I like to
unveil myself in a robe.
he just played it a little that drop. I can see. You coming out of the shower with that, and Gina going, let's get on.
Reveal myself?
Yeah, reveal yourself
in the
Boomer robe.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Would you actually wear this around your condo?
Yeah, it looks very comfortable.
Well, yeah, it feels very comfortable. It's a very plush robe, isn't it?
It is plush, yeah.
Very plush. That's the way I look at it. Look at you.
Oh,
I think you
God.
Look good in that. And it fits good, too.
It does fit nice.
I mean, do you think this would be a turn-on for Gina, that it would have all the boomer stuff on it?
Probably.
You want a jersey? I can get you a jersey. Remember I gave Craig a jersey?
Yeah.
I do recall that.
Very creepy situation.
Oh, but it was all good. It worked out well, he said.
Yeah.
It worked out really well, because he loves his wife in a jersey.
Yeah, well, here you go. The boomer robe. I could just picture Al nude underneath that thing, unveiling himself.
I think that looks great,
Al. To his girlfriend with all the boomer stuff all over it.
Man, look at you.
Now, would you wear that walking whimsy?
No, you don't wear a robe walking a dog.
Well, depends on, you know, what's going on in your life, how old you are. And like,
that's
look, when you're like 85 and you're not really sure where you're going and stuff like that, you wear that robe, you'll still get action. I think that will bring action towards you.
Could be good.
It will separate you from the other people meandering on the street down there in Bradley Beach.
Yeah, right. I mean, they already think he's a jerk for ratting him out for all their registrations.
Right.
Now he's going to be walking around in a boomer robe, walking his dog. Be like,
I thought the back looked awesome.
No, it did. I mean, it's nice. It's really, very.
That looks awesome.
Well done robe.
It's well done.
All right, we'll get some pictures of this and throw it up on Twitter for people to see if you're not watching on CBS Sports
Network.
Now
you just have to get a jersey for Gina.
You just got to get a jersey for Gina. Then, that's what Eddie says.
Okay. All right, very good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales, from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, right now, the caller 7 at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. Your chance to win a pair of tickets. See Alice in Chains and Breaking Benjamin at PNC Park Arts Center on Friday, October 7th, from our friends at Live Nation. Tickets go on sale this Friday, May 20th at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com.
Hey, Al, come in here for a second. I forgot to give you the other part of the gift. So our friends from ELEC, you know, Local 825, the men and women who build New York and New Jersey, gave me a construction helmet with the Jets logo on the side, and they got the ELEC on the front. So I think Gina sees you in the construction helmet and the robe. Now you're ready for business.
All right.
Look at that. He is ready for business.
I mean, he looks like one of the crazy fans that would, like, show up at the draft or something, like, dressed like that. You know, or, you know, front row, MetLife Stadium.
Where's the draft next year? It's in Detroit? Is it Detroit?
Yeah, it's in some city.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, no, some city that you wouldn't want to go to.
It's not Kansas City. I think it's Detroit next year.
Yeah,
we could send Al.
Dressed like that?
Yes.
He's got to have no clothes underneath the robe, though, to really make the outfit. That's what needs to happen. Nude under the boomer robe with the construction helmet on.
Oh, yeah. That'd be hilarious.
He does look ridiculous. The pictures, I believe, are up on the Morning Show Twitter account. Yes.
Yeah, we got to get them with the helmet.
Get him up there, yeah.
He looks like a foreman.
Yeah. The hard hat with his head and face.
Oh, that's perfect. Great.
All right there. Jerry, you got an update for us or what?
We are powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. We're also brought to you by HomeServe Heating and Cooling of New York. Visit HomeServeNY.com, and the Yankees just keep humming along.
Here's the 2-2. Swung on and into the air to deep center. Back goes Mullins on the track. At the wall, she's gone. It's a judgeian blast to right center field. Judge, who just missed one his first time up, now homers Here comes the judge.
Yes,
and that is judge. On Judgment
right.
Day.
On Judgment Day, did you see the woman in the stands with the Ken Stabler
Aaron Judge
jersey on getting that ball?
I did not.
Of all things, a woman wearing a Kenny Stabler jersey was the person who got that ball.
Really? Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Yeah.
You know what? I never even noticed. Good for her.
Totally bizarre.
That's a little random.
Yes, it is, especially in Baltimore, of all places. But, yeah, good for her.
That was John Sterling in Baltimore on The Fan. Aaron Judge had that double in the first inning is what John was alluding to. And then he homered again later in the game. So 4-for-5, a double, 2 home runs, 3 RBIs. Yankees win 5-4. What a shock. Here is Judge on the Yes Network. Sure, I had a nice night, but not all about me.
It's everybody relying on each other. You know, nobody trying to do too much. You know, guys stringing along, you know, quality at bat after quality at bat. And then when you got a pitching staff like we do, it makes our job pretty easy.
They're playing horrendous teams right now.
Well, that's part of it, too. That is true, as they are just feasting on the Orioles like they should be.
So May 25th, and that's when they run into the Rays. I mean,
I saw Brandon Lau is out for a couple of months now.
Yeah.
That hurts them for damn sure. But yes, here was more Boone. Judge may say it's not all about him, but boy, he's been amazing.
We're off to this great start and stuff, and obviously he's completely setting the tone for us on the offensive side. So it's huge.
That was
five more games with the Baltimore Orioles in the next eight or 9 days.
Yeah. So they have the 3 against the White Sox, then another 3 against the Orioles.
They were 7-6.
Yeah.
And now they're 27-9.
Just keep beating these crappy teams.
Absolutely.
That's basically what separates them from either winning the division or not, because last year, as we've often pointed out, you know, they didn't do what they were supposed to do against the Orioles.
And the
Orioles
teams
were 9-8 against them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Here was another one from Boone talking about pitching. How about Michael King? 3 perfect innings with 6 strikeouts in relief.
He's been one of the best relievers in the league, and especially when you consider the amount of innings we've been able to get from him. You know, really impact innings.
Yeah. All right, so who's an all-star in this team right now?
Who's an all-star? Aaron Judge is an all-star.
Gerrit Cole?
He probably would be.
Nestor Cortez?
Cortez, for sure.
He's got one of the lowest ERAs in the league. He may be leading the league in ERA, I think, as a starter.
Just have the entire Yankees as the AL all-star team. That's what I would do.
Series resumes tonight. Cole against Jordan Lyles. As for the Mets, they split 2 with the Cardinals. They took game 1 3-1, but then in game 2, we had a 3-3 game in the top of the 9th inning. And here was Tyler O'Neill getting the lead run across.
Carlson runs the 1-0, check swing, roll it towards third. Escobar charges, gloves, juggles, throws on the run, too late. And the Cardinals take the lead. Donovan scores from third.
How is that not scored an error?
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
That's a routine. I know he's on the run. I get it. That's a major league third baseman. That's an easy out.
Mm-hmm. That's a defensive loss for the Mets.
Is.
You know, they always talk about what's the stupid stat? Defensive wins replace. What's the stat? I don't know.
War wins above replacement.
Yeah, but there's some defensive scatter there. I don't know what the hell it is. But right there, that should not have been the winning run.
No, it shouldn't have. And he also, the winning run, walked, stole second, went to third on a wild pitch. Like, all of it was a mess.
Yeah. Well, at least Escobar's hitting, right?
Gosh, well, he did hit yesterday.
Awful. Yeah, but he's been awful for the most part.
Well, in the first game he did hit, right? He had a home run.
Overall, the guy has been atrocious.
Hasn't gone well.
Yeah, it has not been good.
So 4-3 at that point. You go to the 9th inning. Mets get a couple of guys on with just 1 out. Canna strikes out, and then you've got one last chance with Francisco Lindor.
Now the pitch. Swung on and missed strike 3, and the ball game is over.
And then you can get the sense how he wanted to say, this guy sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he didn't say that. But he struck out, and that was that. 4-3 was the final. Brendan Donovan, by the way, was the guy who scored that go-ahead run and walked to begin or to get the whole thing started in the 9th. Mets 24-14 as they fall 4-3.
This ain't going to go well if this continues for Francisco Lindor. You know, his buddy Javi Baez came here last year.
As long as they keep winning, though, he'll be all right.
Yeah, because he can kind of hide within
absolutely
the wins.
Yes.
But, man, they go on an extended losing streak, and he keeps coming up in big spots and not producing. That's why you paid him all the money.
I'm well aware.
And his numbers have gone down significantly over the last 4 years.
Here was Lindor after the second game. How you feeling at the plate?
It's tough to say right now because I just struck out to finish the game. So you would ask me the first game, would it be a different answer? Feel good.
Feel good.
Okay.
I feel great.
Whatever you say. The bad news, Brandon Nimmo left with a quad injury. So what exactly happened?
Just tried to kind of get there the best way that I could. Give it everything I had, but it feels all right now. I just got a lump on it, and we'll just take it day to day and see how it is in the morning.
That sucks. Yeah, I mean, so it's right above his knee, basically, is where he hit the ball. I mean, and he tried his damnedest, but I mean, if he's out for a while, I mean, that's not a good one. He's not easily replaced.
Oh, now Marte's on the bereavement list, so when does he come back?
That's a week, isn't it? At least 3-4. I don't know what the...
I think it depends, you know, how much time he needs. Yeah. Thing.
Series continues tonight. Max Scherzer faces Jordan Hicks in game one. You had a couple of RBI doubles from Jeff McNeil and Dom Smith. And Jake Reed gave him a couple of innings in relief for the win.
Like, who are these guys?
Huh. I mean, every year, though.
I know, but
especially with bullpen guys.
Yeah, more for the Mets this year because of all the injuries.
Astros, Red Sox, you see something you don't see every day in Major League Baseball.
0-2. And Gurriel drives this one deep to left field. Looking up for Dugo. Kiss it goodbye. The fifth home run of the inning for the Astros. This one's a two-run shot from Gurriel. And it is 9-1 Astros. My goodness.
And that was Astros radio with the call. Astros wound up winning 13-4. All five home runs in that inning off of Nathan Eovaldi, who, according to the story, had never given up five home runs in a game, let alone one inning.
When does he go on the IL?
They scored 9 runs in that second inning, and so they wound up running right past Boston. Also, the Dodgers swept 2 from the Diamondbacks, 7-6 and 12-3. Matt Harvey suspended 60 games by MLB for providing opioids to Tyler Skaggs, who later died of an overdose in 2019. Mm. NBA playoffs, game one in Miami between the Heat and the Celtics. And listen to this sequence for Jimmy Butler.
He threw it away. Right to the hands of Jimmy. Will it be a pick six? He poke fakes twice, 3 times. Puts it up over top of both Tatum and Brown for 2.
Jimmy Butler leading all players in the postseason in steals. Gets a rip there. Back to back rips by Butler.
Up and down for 2 more. Jimmy gets steals and buckets.
Heat radio with the call. Butler had 41.
Oh,
pretty good night for him. 17 of 18 from the free throw line. The Heat beat the Celtics 118-107, outscored them 39-14 in the third. Here's Butler. I just play.
I don't care if it's a big stage or a little stage or who's watching. I do what I do for my family, for my people, for my organization, and for my teammates. That's it.
I like it, man. Yeah. 17 of 18 for free throws. Now, let's face it, the Celtics did not have Smart or Al Horford.
Yeah, either
so
one.
So Horford came down. He's on the COVID protocol list. I don't, you know, hopefully he'll be back before too long, but hopefully Smart will be back because they're going to need him. I mean, look,
yeah,
this
I mean,
Miami
it's just,
team.
You get these two teams that they're defensive teams and have such great seasons, and then you want to see them both healthy during this series because, right. I mean, you know, missing two players like that, as we saw the Celtics against the Nets, how critical those two players are in Al Horford and Marcus Smart. I mean, it's just, they got no shot if those guys are out.
I guess a number of the support personnel of the Celtics have come down with COVID. So they're probably just worrying about, you know, the next guy that's going to come down with it.
Tonight, game one for the Warriors and the Mavericks. The Magic won the draft lottery. The Knicks did not move. They will pick 11th. Kevin Durant, a guest with David Letterman on his Netflix series, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. This was not done in L.A., but it looked like it was from Durant's condo in Brooklyn. He was asked about his involvement in the weed business, as his corporation has gotten involved in there. And asked in this case about the misunderstanding around marijuana use.
Explain what it does that people might misunderstand about it.
To me, it clears the distractions out your brain a little bit, settles you down. It's like having a glass of wine.
Yeah.
And then the follow-up question.
So did you smoke today?
Yeah.
And you're just fine?
I'm actually high right now.
Man, I'll tell you what.
I think I just heard Gallo go, yeah, me too.
I'll say, you're
serious, right?
I mean, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he was serious, yeah.
Net absolutely. Culture, come get some.
I love it. Smoke away, boys. Yes. Smoke away.
Be high right now.
I'm high right now.
Hey, listen.
That's what you want to hear is I'm why you should be high because you're watching the other teams playing the championship.
I'm actually high right now.
Yeah. You got to be high.
I mean, I like the guy, but, you know, whatever. Whatever floats your boat, man. I mean,
it's legal.
I know.
Smoke away.
He's not bothering me any. Doesn't impact my life. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Rangers in Carolina. Hopefully some of those guys are high right now. Game one against the Hurricanes tonight. And the Lightning are riding high.
I'm just hearing Gerard Gallant. we were smoking, playing in a game. We high right now.
Come on.
Tremendous. The Lightning, you would say, are riding high.
Yes. After
they wound up beating the Panthers.
Boudreaux. Looking things over.
Yeah. Shoots! Score! Soon he shoots. A short side goal. It's 3-1 Lightning with 4:06 left in the third.
Your boy Dave Mishkin, the call. That was the Kucherov power play goal. If you didn't hear him say that, couldn't tell. Corey Perry scored as well on the power play. 4-1, the finalist.
Too many rebounds by the Bob Bobrovsky for the Panthers. The goalie for the Panthers just kept giving up rebound after rebound after rebound. Ultimately, came back and got him.
Avalanche over the Blues in overtime, 3-2. Josh Manson, the game winner there. The Mitch Marner story. He was held up at gunpoint and carjacked as the suspects took his black Range Rover. This was at 7:45 Monday night.
Yeah, so I don't know if you remember what I was saying yesterday. He and his girlfriend were coming out of the movies. The car had obviously been scoped out in the parking lot, and these three deranged individuals were waiting for he and his girlfriend. They got in the car. His girlfriend, Steph, got ripped out of the car by one of them, and he just said, take it.
Terrible.
So he said, take it, go, and he did the right thing, and it's they're obviously shooken up over the whole thing, but I'm telling you, one of these days, somebody in one of these cars is going to have a gun themselves. The whole thing's going to become a mess.
Because
these cars are now like target number one of car thieves.
The Range Rovers.
And it's both north of the border and south of the border. You know, I don't know about down in Mexico, what's going on, but here and up in Canada, for sure.
All right, just a couple quickies here. Last week, during a pretrial deposition, Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson testified that a massage given by Ashley Solis ended with her crying. Watson claimed he didn't know why she had cried. Solis claims that Watson intentionally touched her with his thingy during the massage, prompting the reaction. Apparently, he apologized via text as well, not understanding why she was upset. And you have the XFL announcing a multi-year deal with ESPN, ABC, and FX, where all of their games will be broadcast starting next year.
And the most important part of that story with the XFL is they're starting right after February the Super 18th, Bowl.
Which is what the USFL should have done this year.
Exactly. When we're sitting there fiending for football and we want something, there'll be something that next week where nothing is going on in sports. I think it's perfect.
Exactly.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry mentioned it in his update, and it was a story yesterday with Deshaun Watson, who testified under oath that one of the accusers that has a name, Ashley Solis, not one of the unnamed accusers, Ashley Solis, cried at the end of the massage because, as I'll just repeat what Jerry said, his thingy touched her, and she obviously was not into that at all, and was upset by it, and was appalled by it, and started crying. And, you know, Deshaun Watson said he didn't know why she was crying, and that he testified that she indeed left upset and was crying. Now, I've always had the opinion that Deshaun Watson was going to get suspended. I always thought it would be a significant amount of time. You know, hearing this, that he actually admitted that somebody left one of these massages upset, really makes me think that this guy is going to get suspended for 8 games or more. And it might even be a full season. Because there's just no way that Deshaun Watson can waltz onto the field next year for the Cleveland Browns and just start playing football without some sort of significant suspension from the NFL.
Yeah, well, that's why the Browns gave him the contract that he has. Only $1 million in salary that can be pierced by a suspension, which is unbelievable to me. It's really that. That's what it took for the Browns to convince him to come play for them.
It's nuts. It's one of the craziest stories, ever.
It is. And he basically, I give him credit for this only.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not. And I'm talking about the contract because in 1987, when we went on strike as NFL players, nobody even remotely thought we could ever get contracts like this. And here we are in 2022, and now we're talking about, you know, an NBA-style contract where every dollar is guaranteed. And they wrote the contract, so only $1 million in the first year of the contract would be subject to any sort of suspension. That's how desperate the Cleveland Browns were. And, you know, he didn't want to come to Cleveland. Like, if everything were equal, mm-hmm. I believe he'd be in Atlanta. I think that's where he really wanted to go. I believe he's from there.
Well, you remember the Kyle Pitts tweet where he felt like things were getting close with Deshaun Watson going there, and then all of a sudden things changed. Well, things changed after the Browns were told they were out of it. Because they ended up saying, hey, we're going to give you this contract, we're going to write it this way, and we're going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
It's unbelievable. They ripped up the initial contract from Houston because that's the contract that either New Orleans or Atlanta were going to take. That was the money that they were going to have to pay him, and they were going to have to take that Houston contract. Cleveland was so desperate, and they're just so pathetic of a franchise that, you know, they had to do something, and they went in there and they said, wait a minute, here's the contract we're going to offer you, and we're going to protect the amount of money you could lose when you are suspended, because we all know you're going to be suspended.
Yeah, there's no doubt that this is going to be a significant one. You think a year?
I don't know, man. You saw what Major League Baseball did to Trevor Bauer. And it's different, yes, and it's a one-on-one, he said, she said. There's no criminal indictment against Trevor Bauer. He's actually publicly fighting back.
Mm-hmm.
They have nothing to do with each other. The leagues don't. I'm not sure what the total impetus for Major League Baseball to come out and do what they did. And by the way, I was glad to see that they significantly held Matt Harvey accountable. I would actually suspended him for a year, too.
Yeah, I thought it was a little light, actually, the 60 games. I thought it was going to be more. But I guess it's not like he's an impactful player anymore.
He distributed the drugs to his teammate, and his teammate died because he was using those drugs. I mean, and he got 60 games.
I know. That's pretty bad.
I mean, come on, man.
I mean, you think about that. I mean, some of these, you know, not to go down a completely different road, but there's a lot of fentanyl deaths that happen these days. There's drugs, that street drugs that are laced with fentanyl.
Yeah. And now, where are they coming from?
I'm not sure exactly. You tell me. I'm not positive.
Okay.
But so when people die because of that, now those are being ruled as homicides, so the police and the detectives can go after the drug dealers for murder.
I mean, Matt Harvey.
Because things need to change. You can't just be going away for some sort of misdemeanor drug distribution anymore. Like, things need to change because there's a lot of this happening. So
7 years ago, he's standing on top of the mound in the ninth inning of a game where
everybody's chanting his name
in a World Series. Unbelievable.
Yep.
And then of course he goes through the thoracic outlet syndrome and all the issues. Ends up going to the Angels, and then now starts distributing drugs between he and his teammates. Now, I'm sure that his teammates are doing the same thing with him, and I do believe that, you know, there is a personal responsibility that is associated with this, but man, 60 games?
Yeah, I mean, Trevor Bauer, 2 years. I wonder if he commented on that. I don't follow Trevor Bauer on Twitter. I'm not sure, but I wouldn't be surprised if he had some sort of comment about that. And he's also going to have some sort of comment about Deshaun Watson and his suspension, too. You know, if it's anything less than 2 years, which I would expect it'll be less than 2 years, it could be a full season, but it'll be somewhere less than 2 years, then he'll say something about that as well.
So, yeah, the other interesting thing about all of this is that, you know, I believe the Browns minicamp is starting relatively soon, I think.
Well, he's with his teammates in the Bahamas right now, allegedly.
Is Baker Mayfield there?
No.
So is Baker Mayfield showing up for minicamp?
There's no way.
I mean, what are they? What are the Browns doing?
I'm not sure.
You never know what they're doing.
I am not sure.
Kind of like the Knicks. Like, you never know what the Knicks are doing.
I would agree. The Knicks are not moving up in the draft lottery, like always.
Right, so they got the 11th overall pick.
Yeah, so they can blow it. I mean, they really don't.
I was looking at the players that are, you know, in the mock drafts and everything, and I was looking at, like, so the Knicks are picking 11th. So, like, who's picking, like, what player is going to be picked 12th, 13th, or 14th? And what player is going to be picked 10th,
10th.
8th, 9th, and 10th? Like, that, those six players right there, there's a Hall of Famer that's
coming. Oh, yeah, of course. Somewhere around the Knicks pick, there's a Hall of Famer. There's a future MVP. We just don't know who it is. But somewhere around the Knicks pick that won't be the Knicks pick, and there's World Wide West and Coach Tibbs. Yeah, real excited, Tom Thibodeau. To sit there and stay at 11. But, yeah, there will be a Hall of Famer and a future MVP. You're right. Always happens. Whether it's Ja Morant or Steph Curry or Giannis, you can just go through the whole thing. But hopefully there's two guys on the roster right now, and R.J. Barrett and Obi Toppin, that you can count on to be contributors for a long time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.